Now, the rest of the story. 24 centuries ago, a young woman was having her baby. Actually, she was in labor. We have to fill in some of the blanks. We have to imagine that her labor pains were unusually severe. For indeed, her family did seek the emergency advice of a renowned physician. The doctor reminded the family that nature had taken most of the matter beyond their influence. Childbirth, after all, was a painful process. But there was one thing that he could suggest, the willow treatment. Whoever this imminently expectant mother was, for history has long since forgotten her name, whoever else she was a first. Because following this distinguished doctor's prescription, and we do know his name, following his prescription, she began chewing on willow tree bark. And to a surprising extent, her labor pains were alleviated. Now, as we all know, no other physician had ever prescribed willow bark for that purpose. But he would not be the last. For he was assured the rapt attention of posterity. For he... her doctor was the father of medicine, Hippocrates. It is said that Hippocrates could even cause fevers to subside by making his patients chew willow bark. For hundreds of years, each generation of physicians included the bark of the willow tree among their myriad nostrums. I don't know why they ever stopped using it. Perhaps the gradual intrusion of scientific method into the world of medicine, but in any event, the willow treatment slowly fell by the wayside until the mid-18th century. The Reverend Edward Stone was just that, a reverend. He was no physician. He was a brilliant man. His intellect was ever seeking to satisfy his incessant curiosity, and it was he who revived the ancient willow treatment, only this time, for the first time, statistics supported his suspicions. In 1763, the Reverend Stone revealed to the prestigious Royal Society of Britain that he had been experimenting with willow bark, that he had treated 50 cases of ague and intermittent disorders. Now, ague in these instances probably was rheumatic fever, but that's what he called it at that time. At any rate, the Reverend Stone reported that the effects of the willow bark had been uniformly salutary, and for the first time in a long time, the entire medical community was standing in the shade of the old willow tree. Never again would doctors doubt the effectiveness of the willow treatment. Although, and this is very significant, not until 1971, that's just a little more than a decade ago, did anybody have the vaguest idea why the active ingredient in willow bark relieves pain. That's right. We just discovered its secret in 1971. Until then, the whole world took for granted and accepted empirically the worth of willow as described 2,400 years ago. Yes, it really does subdue fever. Yes, it really does relieve discomfort. What the great Hippocrates was actually prescribing for pain was the active ingredient in willow bark, which is aspirin. And now... you know the rest of the story.